Good morning. My name is Mike. Every Friday, I talk with podcasters, producers, authors, and those in the audio entertainment business. We talk about what got them into this crazy world, who they are currently listening to, and where they think the industry is going. We're going to have a few laughs, we're going to share a few ideas, and if you find it entertaining, please hit that subscribe button. You can find more at my website, oddpod.ca. Now, sit back, grab a coffee. Each one of these people has a different story. Each one is a little bit odd in their own way, and that's why I call this the Odd Pod.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, Dusty, how are you?
Oh, hang on one second. Let me get my other microphone. One second.
Sure.
All right, say something now.
I'm here.
There we go. All right. I'm so sorry. I'm a few minutes behind. I got everybody's here with school at home, and it's crazy. I apologize.
Dude, I understand. I got two kids. Same thing. My wife's working from home. The kids are at home, and one kid likes it. One kid doesn't like it. The dog's here. And you know, well, that's just how it is.
Yeah, that's nothing I can do about that.
That's the joys of what it is, man. I mean, it's the age we're in, but at least on the plus side, I was saying this the other day, I'm a computer guy.
Yeah.
So it's okay for us to do this. We have all the hardware required, but can you imagine trying to be like a single mother trying to get your kids to do online learning and all you have is some kind of horrible cheap tablet they have to share between like two kids or something, or the cracked screen or an old iPad.
Yeah, no, it's you know, and my wife teaches at a school that has a lot of children who are in that situation, and it's sad. It's just sad. I mean, it's a tough spot for everybody to be in. There's really no right answer, but it's sad for people who are just not, you know, just like you said, it's terrible.
Yeah, it's up or down. But the reason we got you here today is to talk about your podcast. And now I noticed you had a podcast earlier where you were talking to podcasters. Did that just fall by the wayside, or what happened with that guy?
Just time. I would love to start that back up, and maybe this is the year that I do it, because I had some pretty good reactions, some pretty good feedback from that podcast. So hopefully that would be something that I can start back very, very soon.
Yeah, well, you're a natural for it. I mean, you already have a great base, and you've been asking these kind of, well, you ask great questions, and I've been a fan for years. And I mean, it's really, your podcast has really helped me grow my YouTube channel.
Well, that means a lot to me that you would say that. And I just, it's, you know, hearing that motivates me to keep doing what I'm doing.
Oh, great. Yeah, I really like it. But now I just need you to go to TubeBuddy and tell them to get off their ass and start a PodBuddy.
Well, yeah, I can't say much. It has been said. The communication has happened, and I'm not saying that it's going to happen exactly what you think that it might be or what I wanted eventually, you know, at one point, but there's going to be something that may come out in the future this year that I think it'd be very beneficial to podcasters for sure.
That's fantastic. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a quick intro here. Then if you can just give like a 2 minute, well, not even a 20-second, 30-second, I guess, overview of what your podcast is about. We'll just jump into a couple of questions. I'll have you in and out of here within like 25 minutes. Are you ever on the back end of being interviewed much?
More now than ever. It was something that in the beginning didn't happen very much, but now that my name's kind of been out there a little bit, it's something that I do a lot, and I actually enjoy it a lot, way more than I thought I would. I don't know. It's not that I'm sitting here saying like talking about myself, but being able to pitch the podcast and what I get to do and to talk about, you know, the things that I love talking about, it's been great.
Okay, so I'm going to, just out of curiosity, you have your camera off. Is that because you're not wearing pants or?
No, it's because, of course, technology issues. The current computer that I use to record my audio, which is the microphone that's the best microphone that I'm talking on now, the webcam just decided to go bad on me, of course, when I needed it. And you cannot get a webcam if you tried. I mean, I have tried, like on my PC, I have, you know, where I do a lot of the live streaming, I have a great webcam, it's working fine. But the one where I want to, you know, for podcasting that I sound the best on the microphone, the webcam just decided to just die on me. And it's frustrating, but so is technology. So,
what model is the machine with the dead webcam?
Well, it's an external webcam that I purchased externally. It was a Logitech C920. It's a Mac Pro, so it's not the computer's fault. The computer's rather new. I have, you know, the computers in this room are really nice. I've spent way too much money on technology, as you probably have as well, being an enthusiast. But yeah, it was just the webcam. The Logitech C920 just died on me. I've never had that happen, but man, it did. So I do apologize. If it is a video show, I can switch over to my other PC and wait a few minutes, and I can do that if that's something that you'd rather me do.
No, we're fine. What I do normally is I take, like right now, can you see me at all?
Oh yeah, I can see you looking fantastic. Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay, so what I do is I'll typically take these as the YouTube portion. Like I'll take this video and I'll put it up on YouTube after I slice and dice it. Like,
okay.
Well, I'll edit it, and as I slice and dice it, the video goes up, and then I take the MP3 portion of that out and I put that towards the podcast. And then the unedited portion I put up on Patreon.
Oh, nice.
That's yeah. So what I'll do is I'll just stick a stock photo of you right there.
Yeah, that'd be good. I apologize. I hope to be on the show again at some point. We can talk about other topics. Like I said, I just appreciate you being patient with me and understanding. And like I said, I'm trying to figure this out. I thought we were kind of past the phase of everybody being here and they went back to school, but having a five-year-old and a one-year-old and then my wife, where I'm trying to learn. And again, you had to kind of take some lumps from that. And I do apologize. That's my
dude. Don't apologize. I'm a dad. I've been there. As you can see, I'm gray and balding.
Well, I appreciate your patience with me. That means a lot to me. So thank you so much.
Okay. All right. So here's the intro. My name is Mike. Welcome to the Odd Pod, where we talk to podcasters about podcasting. We cover everything from how to start a podcast channel to how to make a podcast go viral. And now here is your guest, the one and only Dusty Porter.
What's going on, Mike? How are you today?
Good. I stole that from that intro from your podcast, by the way.
That's okay. You can steal anything you want.
All right. I'll hold you to that. So yeah, tell me about your podcast. What is it that you do?
So I host a podcast, a couple of them actually, but the one that I would like to talk about mainly today would be the YouTube Creators Hub podcast, where I interview YouTube creators and I talk with them about their journey on the platform. And I ask them questions and dive deep into kind of what makes them tick as a creator, in hopes that my audience can pull, you know, bits and pieces of value out of the conversation to help them on their YouTube journey. And oftentimes I have people who have listened to the show for years who have started a YouTube channel because of the podcast. And then I bring them on as a guest. Just had that happen a couple of months ago, where the creator has over like 190,000 subscribers now, have a great following. And they said it all started because of the podcast. And so super excited about kind of where the show has gone and where I want to take it in the future. But as far as kind of like a pitch, that's really what I do. And I've been doing it now for almost 6 years now. And I only had one extended break. And that was kind of in the beginning when I thought, no one's listening but my mother and my grandmother and my wife. But come to find out, people were interested in kind of what I had to say. And I've become a better interviewer and a better communicator because of it. And just really excited to be here on the podcast to kind of talk about it and kind of what we have going on.
Well, thanks. Yeah, it's like I said, I just listened to episode 260, I think was it this morning with Nikki. How many episodes have you made? Is that the latest one?
That's very close. It may be. If you wouldn't ask me, I could have told you, but it's over 260 some odd episodes of that one. And then the TubeBuddy Express podcast, which is the one that I do, sponsored by TubeBuddy. That one I've done almost 300 episodes of as well. That's more of a short form, kind of a 8 to 10 minute audio kind of tip podcast, where I talk about a specific individualized topic regarding to YouTube or video marketing. And then we post that on their feed over there on the TubeBuddy Express feed.
Wow, that's a lot of episodes. And do you record these? Are you aiming to do one a week with the YouTube Creators Hub? Is that how you normally
plan? Yeah. So it's one a week every Friday. I found Friday to be a good release date. I release one episode of the YouTube Creators Hub podcast and then one episode of the TubeBuddy Express show. And so Friday is what I call my podcasting day. And normally I've already batch recorded. I've already have an episode recorded. And then Friday, I just do the finishing touches and tie a bow on it and get it out there on the feed for the folks to listen to.
Oh, that's it. Okay. And can I ask, where are you hosting them? Are you on Anchor or are you on anything else?
So I've used Anchor for like hobby podcasts that I've done, you know, on and off. I'm a geek. I love technology. I love video games. And so I've done some podcasts that have been hosted on Anchor. But right now, all of my professional podcasts are hosted over on Libsyn, Libsyn.
Okay. And do you, I guess you just find that a better service, or you have more control over it?
You have a little more control, but what I've really found is these statistics. I'm a big data person. One of the things about my YouTube channel that I'm very proud of is that I have a spreadsheet that's, has lasted the test of time, where I've kind of gone in and inputted, inserted the different data points that I wanted to kind of gather. And it's a great, way for me to kind of learn kind of where my YouTube channel is going. And I found that Libsyn right now has the best statistics when it comes to podcasting in my mind. Now, there's other ones out there, but I do believe that they have the best statistics currently. And I love to kind of see where my listeners are coming from, where they're listening, that kind of thing. And I found Libsyn to be the best for that.
Okay, well, that's good to know. Yeah, I found Anchor is, that's one of their weak spots, is obviously the data and the analytics. And plus, when they push it to Apple is then kind of hoarding onto that as well, too, and not sharing it. So you got to go there and kind of claim your Apple podcast and then go watch the analytics. And you're trying to scrape data from two different jars, and obviously you're not going to get anything done with that kind of thing done.
Yeah, I like what Anchor's trying to do. I think they have potential to be the best in the business. I just have found currently that Libsyn kind of suits my needs. And you know this, once you kind of get into a platform, into a routine, it's very hard to switch over, even if kind of the tech side of it is not that difficult. It's just finding the time to kind of switch everything over. And so Libsyn currently, again, I have no complaints with kind of that service, and have found it to be very, very good for what I'm trying to do.
Okay, that's good. Well, it's obviously a great answer. But now, when you also do your interviews, what tools are you using for that? Like I said, I'm using StreamYard here, and then I saw that you made a video about it, which was also really interesting. But I find it works really well. Well, my issue with it, as we're talking here, is it has one channel. So Your voice is the channel. My voice is on the same channel. So when I go to edit it, if we over talk, it comes out sounding like squelch.
So I have, upgraded my setup over the years to be something that I'm proud of. And again, I've probably spent way more on it than needed. But currently, I record all my interviews on Skype. I have found that I've tested them all. I've tried Zoom. I have tried other platforms. I haven't tried StreamYard for this purpose yet. I use StreamYard for live streaming on YouTube and things like that for clients and myself. But as far as, the recording purposes, any conversation I have is recorded via Skype. I have found that the quality of the audio is way, way better than it is on Zoom or any other platform, like recording directly in OBS or Streamlabs OBS. I've tried them all, Ecamm. There's a bunch of paid ones out there, but I've found that Skype is free for the most part, and the quality of the audio seems to be really, really good in comparison. So Skype's kind of my main audio, kind of where I had the conversations for the interviews. And then I use a Rodecaster Pro. And so basically, I'm able to have multiple channels. I have myself on a channel. I have the guest on a channel. If I have multiple guests, I can even split those if I want to, with a little bit of magic behind the scenes here. And then I just record directly to my SD card. And then via that SD card, I have a backup that's recording to the Mac as well. So in case one gets lost, I have, that's what I always tell podcasters, is always have a backup. It's very critical to have a backup. You don't want to interview a fantastic guest and then have that interview just go bad or just be lost to the nether. That's something that you never want as a podcaster. So I do have some gear behind the scenes. And then the last thing I'll speak on is my microphone. I am using a Neumann microphone. It's one that I use. I do a lot of voiceover work for radio, for a lot of local kind of TV ads and things like that. And so it's probably a little bit overkill. If I was a podcaster, I'd probably go with the Shure SMB microphone, or even lower budget than that, the Blue Yetis. The Blue suite of microphones are fantastic. But that's kind of behind the scenes of kind of what I have going on.
Yeah, when it comes to backups, one is none, two is one.
And that's right, 100%. Yeah.
That's how I always tell people, especially because I'm like an IT guy. So when it comes to data, I'm like, if you're not backing this up, then you don't have data.
Then what are you doing? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And okay, so we've covered the hardware, we've covered your software a little bit. What are you listening to now for inspiration? Like, obviously, now that this is a full-time job for you, I imagine. Mm-hmm. Like, this is kind of helping partially pay your bills, because you have the YouTube channel as well. You got your sponsorships. And I guess you're not going to quit this anytime soon. So I was going to say, where do you get your inspiration from to keep on going as well? Like, do you plan on changing things? Do you plan on adding more shows to it?
So I'm very happy with where it is currently. It's unless I bring on another person, you know, the two podcasts and the YouTube channel and the voice work and working with clientele, you know, it is a full-time gig. You know, it's all under my Porter Media kind of mantra, kind of, that's kind of my main LLC that I have everything under, you know, underneath that. But you know, as far as what I want to do, I'd love to bring the, you know, kind of what you're doing with the Odd Pod. You know, the Podcasters Unplugged was a show that I had, you know, interviewing podcasters. That one was, I was very passionate about that because I am a consumer of podcasts. I listen to a handful of video game podcasts because that's a hobby of mine, a handful of sports podcasts because I'm a huge sports fan. Love basketball, baseball, football, the whole nine. I love them all. I love competition and I love sports. And so I listen to some of those. But in regards to kind of technology and YouTube and things like that, Pat Flynn has been a very big mentor of mine. I listen to the Smart Passive Income SPI podcast that he does. That's probably one of the big ones there. And then I have another one. I think my favorite podcast to date right now is the guy. His name is Guy. And it's How I Built This, I believe is the name of it. How it's built, or basically he interviews people who have started companies like Otterbox and well-known companies and brands like that. He's a great interviewer. It's a very, very big podcast and it's probably one of my favorites to date.
Oh yeah. Pat Flynn and How I Built This.
Yeah. I think that's the name of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I enjoy both of those too. And when it comes to video games, do you ever listen to the Arcade Files? Are you a console gamer or are you like an old school coin op guy?
For me, it's more PC stuff. I, you know, have a pretty souped up PC and I play most of my stuff on a PC, but I have them all because, you know, on my YouTube channel, I do tutorial videos on, you know, basically anything. And so when the new consoles come out, you know, I get them and I run, you know, 4 or 5 tutorials on the channel and those, you know, videos last forever. So, but no, I just love games in general. And I've played them since I was a kid and it's definitely probably my main hobby if I were to say that.
Yeah, I don't know how you find time for it. I used to game too until my kids hit about 5. And then all of a sudden it's like, okay, that's out the window. Because then the kids went into sports and other activities and your time is done.
Yeah, and it's definitely been a hard thing. I just don't have any, you know what I mean? Like I just don't have any other hobbies. And so when I do have free time at night, once they go to bed and once my wife and I spend some time together, that's kind of when I get it in. And so, that's definitely been something that has decreased as time has progressed, but it's definitely something that I want to keep around because it's definitely a good stress relief, in especially times like this.
Oh, for sure. For sure. So, well, speaking of times like this, do you find that your numbers have gone up during the pandemic or have they altered much when it comes to your downloads on the podcast?
They've gone up tremendously. The YouTube channel had about a 2-month period there when lockdown happened that just, it went crazy. The YouTube channel had a lot of videos go viral, a lot of videos that, that did a lot better than they normally would have. I'm still waiting for my numbers to go back down so I can see kind of what my average, is going to be. And the podcast didn't, you know, go up and spike as much. But I did see throughout the, everything going on and we're still going through it obviously, but through the pandemic, it was something that my numbers did go up. If I were to put a number on it, probably, I don't know, 6 to 8% as far as total downloads per episode.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. I know my YouTube channel, it's always fluctuates, you know, it's usually around 65,000 views a month. But then when the pandemic first started, it was hitting like 100, 110. And I was like, oh, that's a nice little bonus. But then all of a sudden, after you get your AdSense money, which is nothing really, but then it starts dropping again when people start going back to school. And all of a sudden, it's like a kick in the balls, man.
Yeah, it's different, you know, per YouTube channel. You know, my YouTube channel is so different in that, you know, all I do on my channel is instructional, you know, YouTube, you know, how to tutorials on anything technology. And so for me, I've kind of structured my channel to where, you know, for me, I don't care about subscribers or anything like that. I care more about how many views am I getting per day. And you know, my goal for 2021 right now, I'm getting anywhere from, you know, 45 to 65,000 views a day, but I'd love to get anywhere from, you know, 60 to 80,000 this year per day. That would be something kind of my goal for this year.
Oh, for sure. Well, you do per day what I do per month. So I'd be pretty happy with that too. And now your podcast numbers, like I said, they've been kind of consistent, but once again, you're creating evergreen content with your podcast, and anyone like myself or anyone that's into YouTube, for example, will go back and try catching up on all the content because there's so much information on there. And I didn't realize how much information was on there until I really started pushing my channel. And that's why I think if you do go back to interviewing podcasters as well, like kind of like what I'm doing here, I think that you will knock it out of the park personally, because I think podcasting is like the next YouTube. Like YouTube's kind of sitting back now because it's not everyone's going to have time to sit there and watch videos where they're actually more or less listening to them.
I think that you're definitely right. I found it much harder to grow that podcast, and I'm not quite certain why. But the audience for that one came much slower. You know, the YouTube podcast just grew so quickly, and it just happened so fast. You know, once someone, you know, found the show, and then once I had some bigger guests on, you know, with their audience and things, it was very easy to kind of grow that show. But I definitely would like to figure out, you know, if I were to go back to that podcast, how would I grow it? Because I felt like it was one of the things that I looked forward to every week. It's just that when you get so many things and you get so many irons in the fire, you can only do so much before it overwhelms you and everything just, nothing's good anymore. You know, you want everything to be great and then it's just subpar because you're trying to do so much. But I would love to get back on that show.
Oh, for sure. For sure. And now, do you have any advice that you would give to someone who's just starting off with a podcast?
You know, I do. I have a ton of stuff, obviously, that I would love to say. But to kind of keep it brief, I would say, first and foremost, have a target audience and know who you're speaking to. A lot of podcasters just start and they aimlessly start recording and uploading podcasts. And I remember when I was speaking with some people in the premium group, I was a part of the podcasting group years ago. And I remember a gentleman told me, who had a very successful podcast. He said, listen, if you want to succeed podcasting, you need to know that person that you're talking to through the microphone. And so, you know, I spent a day or two kind of coming up with a template of, this is the person I'm speaking to, a YouTube creator wanting to grow their channel, wanting to monetize their channel, or someone who has a YouTube channel that just wants to take it to the next level. And so I kind of had that avatar or that person that I wanted to target. And that definitely was the first step. And then the second thing and final thing I'll say here today about this is just consistency and persistence. Because what happens is so many people pod fade, which is the cool slang term that we all use, you know, in terms of people starting a podcast, recording, uploading a few episodes, and then just failing to do so after that and just quitting. And if you would just get through that barrier of, you know, 10, 12, 15, 25 episodes, you would start to see the growth that I think would help motivate you to continue uploading a podcast, because you may not see the immediate traction that you want. You know, everybody today wants something now. But a lot of times on the internet, it takes some time. Unless you have an audience to bring from another platform, it's going to take some time to grow a podcast. And so please just be persistent in what you're trying to do with your podcast, because your voice needs to be heard. Whatever the topic may be, whatever the niche may be, I want you to continue it, because I think that if you get through that barrier, that you really could see some success.
Well, it's like anything. It's like training for a sport, for example. You just can't go out and expect to hit a home run at your first at bat. You know, you got to keep swinging. Right. Yeah, I think that's about it, really, all I had for questions. Actually, I had one more, and I didn't write it down. Oh, yeah, one thing. Have you noticed in the studio.youtube.com how they switched it from, when you look at your dashboard, it's gone from videos to content?
Yes, they've definitely changed some verbiage around, and that's something that I knew was coming via some emails and some communications that I did on Twitter. I wouldn't look too much into it if I was a creator. I just think they're trying to basically make it a wider, I don't even know how to explain this, but with everything that I think they're trying to do with live streaming, with uploaded videos, with the community tab, they're trying to have YouTube be more of a home base for, you know, like a social network per se, of where you have all of your content, like the YouTube shorts, the YouTube stories, the live streams, the videos. And so content's just kind of a word that's kind of like a catch-all word that's kind of has everything there under one umbrella.
Yeah, that's true too. I could see that as being a point. And I think a lot of people, well, that's the thing, is once you start creating content, like yourself and myself, is you have videos, you have podcasts, you have TikTok videos, Instagram stories. It's a big bowl of, well, everything. It's like a hodgepodge or a goulash is what the Hungarians call it.
It is a hodgepodge, and it's one of those things that unfortunately a lot of times is at the detriment of a lot of creators, whether it be a podcast or a YouTube. They're all over the place, and they're like, oh, I got to go to TikTok now, or oh, I got to go to this now. You know, we're chasing the newest and the latest and the shiny thing, and oftentimes it's at the detriment to our content and our further production value of what we're trying to provide to our audience.
True. And what is your favorite social platform, just out of curiosity?
YouTube, by far. It's the one that I spend the most time on. You know, so many times I've caught myself doom scrolling on Facebook or Twitter to nothing. Like, I'm not doing anything. On YouTube, I'm learning. You know, when I go to YouTube, I'm watching creators who are teaching me things that can help me be a better creator, help me be a better father, help me be a better husband, whatever I'm, you know, trying to get better at the time. YouTube is helping me be better. When I'm on Facebook or Twitter, I just find myself just getting in these rat races of trying to get upset at people who are writing articles or this or that. And I found that YouTube, I can do much better on YouTube.
Like, what one do you find yourself watching that you're thinking, I shouldn't be watching this?
You know, I don't, that's such a good question. I used to ask that on the podcast, like, what's your guilty pleasure? I don't really have, I mean, I watch a lot of the trick shot people, you know, I watch a lot of Dude Perfect because my daughter's into that now.
Oh, they're
you know, Mr. Beast, obviously, Matt Diavella is a good one that I watch. Peter McKinnon's another one that I watch. I'm trying to think if there's one that I watch that I'm like, oh, God, it's kind of sketchy. I don't know why I watch this, but I do. I would probably say, you know, those things that used to come on TV, the Ninja Warrior series, where these people would try to compete with these weird obstacle courses that were man-made and put together for TV. I catch myself kind of going into those often late at night when everyone's asleep and watching and laughing at the translations and these people falling off all of these different obstacles. So that's probably the one that I could think of currently.
Yeah, I used to live in Korea, Seoul, South Korea. One of the TV shows was where they would put people standing on a hot beach with bare feet, and they would just like time it to see how long they would stand there on the beach. And I'd be sitting there watching, and I'm going, why am I watching this person standing on the beach?
It's so funny, though, to see them fall off and they hit their head. It's just like you're laughing at other people's demise, and you know that you probably shouldn't be, but you are anyways. Yeah, that's probably the one that I can think of right now.
All right, dude. Well, that's all the questions I had. Where can people find you online?
So again, it's YouTubeCreatorsHub.com is the website. I would just go to your podcatcher of choice and search for YouTube Creators Hub if you're looking or interested in starting or growing a YouTube channel. Over on the internet, anywhere on the interwebs, you can find me, Dusty Porter, D-U-S-T-Y Porter, P-O-R-T-E-R, Dusty Porter YT on Twitter and Instagram. Other than that, if you're trying to find me any deeper than that, there may be a problem. So just find me on those platforms and we should be good to go.
All right, Dusty. Well, thanks for your time. I'm glad you showed up and I'm glad we got this done. And see, 30 minutes.
Absolutely. You are a fantastic host. You're a good interviewer. And I do want to say that I've listened to the show and I'm very proud to now say that I have been a guest of the Odd Pod.
All right, dude. Well, I'll let you know when it comes out. It'll probably be close to Valentine's Day. You could give that as a present to your wife and say, look, dear, I did this for you.
I'm sure she will love that.
Yeah, she won't need anything else.
Exactly. I'll go ahead and say that for sure.
All right, Dusty. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. We'll keep in touch. And I'm sure one day I'll be on your show talking about YouTube. And then we'll take it from there.
Absolutely. Mike, thanks again.
All right, Dusty. Thanks very much.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.
Well, that was fun. Once again, that was Dusty Porter. He's got two podcasts. One is the YouTube Creators Hub, and the other one is TubeBuddy Express. I think you'll find those both very informative. Now, remember, this is a slightly edited version. If you'd like to hear the whole unedited podcast, please go check out my Patreon page, which is patreon.com/theoddpod. And hit subscribe, leave a review. Let me know what you think. Let me know what you didn't like, what you liked. This podcast is constantly evolving. I'm always changing things. And, you know, it is what it is. So on that note, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for listening. Have a good day.